Heading, Working for Fallen Humanity. Subheading, Fallen Humanity Our Feel. The indolent, the tobacco devotees, and liquor drinkers are many. But the truth must go to them. It has worked wonders in this very place, Australia, and will still do great things. Our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and in present truth must not abide alone with those who receive Christ. Christ died to save the world, and we are to work more zealously in acting our part. We are to look upon fallen humanity as our field. God cares for them. Not one soul is to be left in darkness. Letter 76, 1899. Subheading, Some Degraded Rich to be Saved. Our large cities are fast reaching the conditions represented by the condition of the world before the flood, when God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. God-dishonoring sins are practiced by people living in lordly homes, but some of these very people, under the preaching of the last testing message, will be convicted and converted. From his inexhaustible store of grace, God can endow all who come to him. Looking upon humanity, fallen and degraded, he declares that the Holy Spirit shall be poured out upon all flesh. Many who have never heard the special truths for this time will feel the conviction of the Spirit as they listen to the message of startling importance. God will raise up workers who will occupy peculiar spheres of influence, workers who will carry the truth to the most unpromising places. Men will say, yea, where once they said nay. Some who were once enemies will become valuable helpers, advancing the work with their means and their influence. Review and Herald, September 30, 1902. Subheading, Work for the Fallen. Nothing will or ever can give character to the work and the presentation of truth as that of helping the people just where they are, as the Samaritan worked. A work properly conducted to save poor sinners that have been passed by the churches will be the entering wedge where the truth will find standing room. A different order of things needs to be established among us as a people, and in doing this class of work, there would be created an entirely different atmosphere surrounding the soul of the workers, for the Holy Spirit communicates to all those who are doing God's service, and those who are worked by the Holy Spirit will be a power for good in lifting up, strengthening, and saving the souls that are ready to perish. Manuscript 14A, 1897. Subheading, To Keep People from Becoming Abandoned. We are to use our means and our talents of influence in proclaiming the truth that will keep people from becoming abandoned. If we will take up the work the Lord has given us to do, the truth will reach many of this class in various ways. But we are not to neglect the lines of work that the Lord has especially directed us to carry forward. All classes are to be reached. If those who labor for the abandoned and fallen would work in the fear of the Lord, striving to make those for whom they labor understand what is truth, many of these outcasts would be distinguished as children of God. Letter 143, 1904. Subheading, Selection of Workers for the Outcasts. Great care should be taken in working for the outcasts. Neither young men nor young women should be sent into the lowest places of our cities. The sight of the eyes and the hearing of the ears of young men and women should be kept from evil. There is much that the youth can do for the Master. If they will watch and pray and make God their trust, they will be prepared to do various kinds of excellent work under the supervision of experienced laborers. Medical Ministry, page 312, 1901.